Well, hello there, folks on Audio Boom. Hope you guys are doing well on this Monday morning. At least it's Monday morning in my end of the world. And it is February day 9. So that means it's time for the February Audio Challenge topic day 9, which is describe an incident in which you were judged, or describe an incident where you think you've mistrusted someone. I can't really say that I was judged for anything major. Never really had a toll on me, but mind you, I've had people come up to me and say, "Oh, you listen to classical music, so you must be gay." Or they would make, you know, at one time I was out somewhere and I was, someone was saying how they are from Guelph, and Guelph is home to a landmark called the Church of Our Lady. And I said, "Oh, the Church of Our Lady is in Guelph." And, you know, I was just stating a simple fact that I knew about the Church of Our Lady. And someone beside me said, "Oh, I didn't know you were religious." And I said, "Why would I be religious?" And he said, "Oh, well, you knew where the church was." And I said, "Just because I know where a church is doesn't mean that I'm religious." No. You know. So, I don't know if I've been, like, I haven't really been judged because of something, but people just assume things, you know. For example, the whole classical music thing. You know, people, just strange people think that, "Oh, he listens to classical music, so he must be gay." You know, just stereotyping more than anything. But I do have a story to tell you guys about in terms of mistrusting someone. And boy, did I take care of that. And I learned a pretty hard lesson through that one. But anyways, we'll start at the very beginning. And it was in early March of 2010. And I was at a coffee shop one day. And I was introduced. I was hanging out with a couple of my friends. And this guy showed up. Oh, and, you know, my friends knew this guy. And they thought he was, you know, they thought he was cool. And, "Oh, Eric, you should meet this Marshall guy." "Oh, okay." So, you know, we talked and whatever else. And eventually we exchanged contact information. And so then, I went away on a vacation to visit a friend, and then when I came back, Marshall and I had begun to text, and so let's go for coffee one day. So, you know, everything started out okay, and one day we went for coffee, and, "Oh, I don't have money for coffee today. Do you mind paying for it?" Okay, sure. So then, you know, it stayed like that. It never really progressed for a while. But then one day, "Oh, well, I don't have money for smokes. I need to buy smokes." "Okay, well, you know, are you going to pay me back?" I mean, he eventually did pay me back, but And then it got worse. And to make a long story incredibly short, it got to a point where I would go for coffee with him and it would be like, "Well, I need to go buy cat food and I need to go buy dog food and I need to go buy fish food and I need to buy smokes and I need to buy pop at the store. And lo and behold, I don't have any money to pay for it all." So, yeah. So anyways, one day, one day I just said, today, you know, I said, today, you know, you're, today, you know, this is it. Like, you're, you know, if you don't have the funds to afford the animals that you take care of, what are you taking care of them for? Like, and I said, you barely have money for smokes. You barely have money for coffee in the morning. You're always going after me to, you know, pay for things for you. Is that the way you live your life, Marshall? Do you, like, mooch off of people? Do you, you know? I said, I'm not a bank. I said, I have to save up for a trip to Australia in July. So, you know. And, you know, oh, well, you're a whiner and you're belittling me. And I said, yeah, well, screw you. So that night, this incident took place on a Thursday. And that night I had a friend coming over for a beer. Well, while my friend was over, I got a text from Marshall saying, come over to my house. And I got a phone call from my mom saying, Eric, call me back. It's important. I need to talk to you about something. So I said, oh, geez. So I said, John, can you just drive me over to Marshall's house? I don't know if that was such a good idea, but at the time it was, and so he did. And so I called my mom back from Marshall's house. I said, he had some friends over, and I said, excuse me, guys, I have to excuse myself. So I went and locked myself in a bedroom and called my mom for about maybe half an hour, and she just wanted to tell me that she had gotten a job at a hospital working as a receptionist, and she was really happy, so yeah. So I went downstairs and only hung out with them for like 10 minutes, and Marshall was like, okay, well, I'm tired, I'm going to take you home. Fine. So to make a long story incredibly short, he told me to call him the next morning, but I purposely ignored him, and I never called him, but he, you know, he texted me, and are you okay, and I haven't heard from you all day, and so then I never talked to him since. I've seen him around, and he said hi, but I think he got the picture. So, lesson learned. Don't trust everybody like the back of your hand. You kind of have to, you know, read them a little bit more. So, my one friend that introduced me to him, unfortunately, she still sees him. Like, they're not dating or anything, but it bothers me. It bothers me that people that I know still associate with them in some way, shape, or form, but I guess I have no control over the relationships that people take part in. But, you know, she thought he was a nice guy, and she thought that we would get along, and, you know, quote unquote, you thought, you know what I mean? So after all this that I went through, it still bothers me that my one friend still associates with him. So, but anyways, the main thing is I don't anymore, and I don't care. I couldn't care less where he is. He could be down in a dirt pile somewhere, and I wouldn't really care. I mean, it's really not nice, but he treated me like crap, so. Anyways, I think that's enough for now. But, yes, I look forward to tomorrow's audio topic, so take care, and we'll talk again soon.